And we know that the Port Lincoln desal plant remains an issue of rather large controversy. And the man who is chairing the Port Lincoln Desalination Plant Committee is former member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, who joins us now. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. And yes, we are trying to work our way through that controversy as well as we can.
I hear that you have a couple of, just a couple, but four sites picked out at the moment.
So this committee, Keith, has been meeting since February this year when it was decided that by the government and SA Water both that we needed to go back to the community for more input into the selection process. So the committee came together and has representation from all of the associations, both aquaculture and fishing, local government, RDA, and numerous other relevant bodies, I guess, rather than having individuals on board. So it's, as of this week, we've got to a point where we've shortlisted four potential sites for a desalination plant. Now, this is aside from Billy Lights Point. I should point that out.
So Billy Lights is not on the list.
Billy Lights is not on our list. It remains as a base case so that we can compare apples with apples, if you like, in relation to costings and environment and cultural heritage and all those things. So we have come to the conclusion that Point Boston, where there is already an industrial zone, of course, north of Lincoln, Sleaford West is what we're calling the area on the west coast of Sleaford Bay. There's a couple of sites, potential sites there that we'll look more closely at. Shoal Point, and listeners will know that area more probably as Gunya Beach, the Gunya Beach area, a bit further west. And we've also included the original Sleaford site in our shortlist. So if listeners remember back a couple of years when SA Water first announced funding for this project, the original intention was to install or build the site at Sleaford, near Sleaford Bay. Now, obviously, there's some environmental challenges there, but I can assure listeners that the site we're looking at is to the west of Sleaford Mere, so away from the Mere itself and away from the Marine Park Sanctuary Zone.
We'll have more with the chair of the Port Lincoln Desalination Plant Committee and former member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, after Ricky Martin on Good Morning EP on 5CC. 5CC, it's Ricky Martin on Good Morning EP. 19 to 9, we're doing it this morning. Thanks to Port Lincoln Better Home Living, who offer finance so you can pay your way and take it home today. Speaking this morning with Peter Treloar, the former state member for Flinders and chair of the Port Lincoln Desalination Plant Committee. And Peter, you said that a formal recommendation to the state government was due by July. How far along are you in that process? Are you going to submit four sites or are you going to narrow it down to one? What's the story there?
Yeah, so the plan is to narrow that down at one. So I've just run through the four sites that we have at the moment. Now, on these four sites now, there will be a rigorous process of detailed design on all four sites. So once again, we're looking to compare apples with apples and that sort of detailed design will include marine science, research, costings, community engagement, which I'll talk about again in a minute, and any cultural impacts it might have for the First Nations. So we'll consider all of that. It'll be rigorous. There'll be outside input. It won't be just the committee itself. There'll be specialised people dealing with that. And from the four that we've just talked about, we will select one to present to the state government by the end of July, as you pointed out.
And when you do go to submit that to the state government, will there be an opportunity for community feedback before that happens, or will it happen as the state government considers it?
No, in fact, the community sessions have already begun. The committee, through TSA. Now, I must point out that there's a private consultation and engagement company that's has a presence Australia-wide. They've been engaged to assist us with this. Mm-hmm. So they're independent from SA Water, as am I suppose now, and they're helping us manage this process. But we're beginning presentations to the district councils around the Eyre Peninsula. The city council will be presenting to the Landscape Board and also the RDA. Various progress associations, both Toolka and Sleaford Progress Associations, are on our list. And as well as that, there'll be pop-up community sessions at venues to be noted right around the Eyre Peninsula, and I would urge people, if they're looking for that, they should appear in the local media and press. But they can follow the progress of this committee on the SA Water website. Mm-hmm. Now, to do that, you need to go on the SA Water website, click on the Water Talks link, and from there you can find the Eyre Peninsula Desalination Project. Now, once you've gone through all those links, you'll be able to find the minutes of our meetings. So we're being quite transparent, quite public about those, so you'll be able to see exactly what's been occurring and where the committee's at. Just one more thing I might mm-hmm. add, Keith, and that's the time frame around yep. this. You mentioned that we need to provide something to the government by the end of July. Now, subject to required approvals and finance, the new desal plant's expected to begin in 2023, so that's next year, with the first water coming online by the end of 2024. So 2.5 years away. Fingers crossed we'll have a new potable source of water.
Certainly looking forward to that. Peter Treloar, the chair of the Port Lincoln Desalination Planning Committee, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Keith. Good to talk.